The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Just very quick. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because I spent quite a bit of time on it earlier. Look for the big... There will be two big news stories tonight on the evening news. Number one, COVID. And the message will be, we're all going to die. Okay, I'm exaggerating just a little bit. But tonight, that is going to be one of the major, major, major stories. The CDC has once again reversed themselves. How many times has this happened? They have reversed themselves again. Even vaccinated people need to wear masks indoors. Well, you told us when we got the vaccines that, you know, they're 97, 98% effective. And if you get vaccinated, you can't get it. You can't spread it. So everybody's got to get the vaccine because if you get vaccinated, you don't get it. You don't spread it. Well, that's what we were told. And now today they're reversing themselves and saying, oh, well, it's bad. You know, it's we're surging. And in rare cases, and this is, okay, if you were listening earlier, I made a point of the fact this COVID thing should not be taken lightly. It's serious, okay? People have died. People are continuing to die. I don't believe the figures of how many people have died because of COVID. I really don't. And I've explained why. But it is serious. It's not a hoax, and we need to take it seriously. But the CDC has now said, just a few weeks after the same CDC, the very same experts, the very same scientists that said, well, if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask anymore because that's, you know, that's what we told you. Get a vaccine, you won't need to wear a mask. Isn't that great? The very same people, the very same experts today are saying, oh, no, you got to wear a mask, particularly indoors. And, well, why? And this is not quite verbatim, but it's close. In rare cases, a vaccinated person can spread the disease. Do they give the percentage? Is that 0.5%? Is it 1%? Is it 5%? Is it 10%? They don't say. They don't say. In rare cases, vaccinated people can spread the disease. Well, okay, if it's really rare, are we really going to punish the people that have gone ahead and gotten the vaccine? Are we going to punish them because in a very rare case, maybe, possibly, you might be... It's just nuts. But they have reversed themselves. Have a spike here in Ohio. We've gone from 200 cases a day to then 300, then 500 today. It's over 1,000 new cases today. So the local news media is going to go hysterical tonight. You watch. You watch. If they don't, I'll retract tomorrow. The next big story you're going to see is the Olympics, Simone Biles. I'll tell you, my heart goes out to her. Don't know her, never met her, never will. But for weeks, she has been paraded around by the American media, the greatest gymnast of all time, the GOAT, NBC. And I don't know how willing Simone was, but NBC got a GOAT, an actual GOAT, and had her hold the leash of a GOAT in order to promote the Olympics. GOAT, greatest of all time. Can you imagine the pressure on someone who is in her early 20s? You got to go to Tokyo. You're going to represent the United States, and you better win the gold. You're expected to win the gold. You have to win the gold. You will win the gold because you're the GOAT. You're the greatest of all time, the greatest gymnast that has ever walked this planet. You will go to Tokyo, and you will win the gold. Can you imagine the pressure mentally, emotionally on her? Well, she broke. She withdrew from the team competition. And I don't know why, but maybe to save face, the U.S. Olympic Committee released a statement. Simone Biles has withdrawn because of a medical condition. Wasn't true. And Simone Biles now has said, I got to take care of my mental state. I wasn't handling it mentally correctly. She broke under the pressure. Who wouldn't? These athletes are incredible, but they're not robots. They are human beings with feelings and emotions. And during the top of the hour break, I scanned a bunch of news sites. And you should read some of the things that are being said about Simone Biles. She let down her country. She let down the rest of her team. She went to Tokyo and she folded. She left her team, and because of that, America, that was supposed to get a gold, only got a silver because Simone quit on them. Hey, leave her alone. Leave her alone. This world is a cruel world. We don't know whether she's going to participate in the individual, but she says it wasn't an injury. She didn't injure herself. She did a little skip at the end of one of the vault routines, but she didn't injure herself. She just had to get her head together. She had to take a break. She couldn't handle it emotionally. Don't rip her to pieces. Understand, support her. And for us who pray, pray for her. I just can't imagine the unbelievable pressure on these, not just her, but other athletes who are singled out and expected to do something. It's tough. It's hard. So, those would be the two big news items tonight. Depending on who you watch, depending upon the news outlet. One, COVID is up, we're all going to die. Two, Simone Biles failed all of America. Neither one is true. We're experiencing a surge in COVID. I think we probably should have expected it. We had it last summer. Time to panic? Nah. Simone Biles, I just wish her the best. I hope she gets her head together and can compete. If not, it's just athletics. It's not the end of the world.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Tensions continue to rise on the whole topic of CRT, critical race theory. I've got a story down here in my stack. Where is it? Here it is. Headline, people are scared. Democrats lose ground on school equity plans. It is a lengthy article, 9 pages long, and the and I believe it's from Politico, which is not a right-wing publication by any means. They lean far to the left than they do to the right. But in this 9-page, well-written article, the conclusion is people are waking up. Parents are waking up as to what their kids are being taught. Republicans, independents, and yes, even Democrats are looking into this whole CRT thing, critical race theory, and they don't like what they're finding. And there is a movement across America where parents are doing what they should have been doing all along. They're actually finding out what their kids are being taught. And they don't like it. And they're going to school board meetings and making their voices known. This is happening all across America. There are several cities where school boards are up for recall elections because people finally figured out, hey, these are supposed to be public schools, not government schools. Oh, we're the parents. We're supposed to know what our kids are being taught. Wow. Newsflash. So I think there's a lot of things to be encouraged about. Now, whether the teachers' union and unions, local unions, the national union, the NEA, will actually allow these parents to be involved in the education of their children has yet to be seen. And as I said yesterday, there is a huge exodus from public schools to either private schools, parochial schools, Christian schools, or homeschooling. Which is going to cause a real problem financially for schools because schools are paid according to the number of students. The fewer number of students, the fewer dollars they get. So anyway, it's going to be fascinating to watch over the next couple of years what happens to public education. My hope is, my prayer is, that parents will demand from school boards, tell us what you are teaching our kids. And if we don't approve, our kids are not going to be taught those things. Then on the spiritual side, I just have such great respect for Tony Evans. I really do. We've had Tony here in Columbus. He spoke to one of our pastor appreciation breakfasts, did a great job. He spoke at the Southern Baptist Convention in Nashville a few weeks ago, and his plea was for unity. I appreciate that, because even in the evangelical community, we are being ripped apart on racial issues. And critical race theory is ripping us apart. Well, Tony Evans dealt with this at his church in Dallas, Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, a predominantly black church, white members as well, but predominantly black church. And he felt it was time to explain to his congregation what CRT is all about. So he took a couple of Wednesday nights, July 14th, July 21st, and laid it out for his congregation. Now, I will say this. I am slightly disappointed that he was not more critical of critical race theory. He was critical. I'm slightly, mildly disappointed that he was not more forceful. But I get it. He is pastor of a predominantly black church, and the black community is being bombarded 24/7. They are being bombarded with, you got to get on board with critical race theory. So he's in a difficult position. But here's what I really like about his presentation. He said, we must have a biblical response to the race issue. And the biblical response is not CRT, it is KRT, Kingdom Race Theology. And here's what he said. I define kingdom race theology as the reconciled recognition, affirmation, and celebration of the divinely created ethnic differences through which God displays his multifaceted glory as his people justly, righteously, and responsibly function personally and corporately in unity under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Then he went on. My concern is that we as Christians will spend so much time fighting off a CRT that we don't get around to KRT, Kingdom Race Theology. And you know what? I agree with that. I think we need to expose CRT. I think it's wrong. I think it's evil. But I understand completely and agree with Tony's point. Rather than sitting around and arguing about critical race theory, we need to spend more time giving a biblical answer to the racial problem. He goes into the book of Ephesians. The church at Ephesus had Jews and Gentiles. But Jews and Gentiles hated each other. Absolutely hated each other. And yet in the church of Ephesus, they became one in Christ. I'll share a little bit more with you what Tony said. I think it's great. I think it's needed. And I think this is the major emphasis that we need today. Good for you, Tony Evans. I'll share a little bit more of what he shared when we return.